Practice makes perfect. That's a phrase we hear often when we learn a new skill, and especially when we play a sport. And it makes sense. The more often you practice something, the better you'll get at it. But would you believe me if I said practicing a sport in your mind would improve your performance during the game? Well, that's what happened to soccer star Mark Hunt.
I've been playing at the top level for almost 8 years, and I thought I'd seen everything. I was playing in a successful team, 50,000 fans watching every game.
Then one day during a match, Mark's team got a penalty kick.
I don't know what happened, but I stepped up to take it, and suddenly, I don't know, I just felt like I was going to miss. In fact, I just knew I was going to miss.
Things went from bad to worse. Hunt missed his next 3 penalty kicks. He quickly began to lose confidence until eventually he was dropped from the team. It was then his coach recommended that he talk to a sports psychologist.
The sports psychologist introduced me to the idea of visualization. He believed that the only way to get my confidence back was to practice what might happen in a match in my head. Then when I had to do it in a match, I'd be ready.
Hunt learned to visualize or imagine in his mind situations like taking a penalty kick, scoring a goal, even celebrating a goal, until he regained his confidence.
So it's 1 month later, and I have to take another penalty kick. 50,000 screaming fans, the noise, the pressure. But I'm okay. I've visualized this scene in my mind so many times I know exactly what to do. I feel supremely confident.
Many sports stars now value the mental exercise of visualization as an essential part of their preparation before a game. It can make the difference between winning and losing. However, its use isn't just confined to sports. Why not try visualizing that job interview, visualizing that diet, or visualizing asking that cute boy or girl out on a date? You might find that by experiencing it in your mind, it gives you the confidence to succeed when you do it in reality.